16 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you along for the ride. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. And what a busy fall it has been, but it's only the beginning. We've been to a lot of interesting places throughout the course of the first 6 weeks of the high school football season. I was at Amherst last Friday. It was a lot of fun, my man. A lot of fun. Really cool place to go. Great atmosphere there. They really took care of us as well.
They always do. Every time we're there, I've been there for a couple of baseball games. And, well, first off, they always seem to win when I'm there, which is always nice and always treat me well.
They always do. And one of the guys that treats you well when you're there is Casey Wolf, the athletic director at Amherst. Casey's on the phone with us right now. Casey, how are you?
Great, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on here. And, of course, on Friday, you guys announced the second class of the Amherst Athletic Hall of Fame. And before we get into the inductees, I know you guys have several, six individuals. You also have a team going in. What are the details on the ceremony? When is it all taking place?
Great question. So we Friday, February, I believe it's February 9th, is a basketball game against Avon Lake. And the inductees will all be introduced to the crowd at halftime of that game. And then the induction ceremony is Saturday night here at the high school. It's 6:30, Saturday, February the 10th. We do it right here in our cafetorium and get it all set up. And more information will come out probably in December regarding tickets. And tell people if people can just look, continue to look at our Twitter account and Facebook page and school district website. More information will come out as we get closer to that date.
So we're looking at 4 months away from the induction ceremony. I know a lot of folks already looking forward to it. Six individuals are being inducted. We'll get to the team here in just a few minutes, but what can you tell us about the individuals that are being inducted?
Well, you know, the great thing for us is this is our second class. So the caliber of student-athlete, you know, or, you know, alum athletes that are going in is obviously very high, you know, as you'd like to see. I mean, you know, you look at the individuals involved here and the level of competition that they brought to the table is unbelievable. All of them are all Ohio at some level. Many are state champions, and most went on to have great success at the next level for us. So, you know, whether you look at Jake Percival doing what he did here as a wrestler, moving on to the collegiate level and placing as high as he did at the NCAAs every year, or Lacey Reichert going on to Youngstown State and becoming the Cal Ripken of Youngstown State softball, never missing a game in her 198 game career at Youngstown State, to Brian Tutkovics, who's also in the Lorain County Hall of Fame, was the first All Ohioan we had here out of Amherst, so in baseball. So just a fun class when you get together with a committee and you get to go through the different sets of people that are available, the nominations that have come in, and you go through these bios on each of these candidates, and it's really kind of hard to decide because there's so many great ones.
What were the qualifications that each particular inductee had to meet? I mean, what was the baseline? Are there a certain amount of things that had to be accomplished in order for them to be considered?
You know what? Honestly, the only thing that's out there is 15 years away from your graduating class for an individual, 10 years for a team, and 5 years as a coach. Other than that, it is just a baseline, and what we do is we take each of their bios and we go through each bio of the nominees that are brought to the overall committee for voting. And our bylaws allow us to bring 14 total candidates to the committee to vote on. So, at this point, when it's this early on in their stage of their of our Hall of Fame. To get to be in that group of 14, you have had to have a lot of success here as a student athlete.
Casey, this is the second Hall of Fame class here at Amherst. Of course, last year would have been the first. Was the process a little smoother this time around? What was your take on it as we went through it here?
You know what, Matt? Great question. Yeah, absolutely. It was much easier to go through the process. Everybody kind of knew what to expect. The better thing for me, to be honest with you, is what you have going into when you go to the induction ceremony. I mean, you doing it for the first time last year, you really have no idea as to what to expect at that event. And, so we kind of know what's going to happen there. And then, most of the committee was at the induction last year. So them seeing how that all worked, help them, I believe, also this year in, you know, in their choices or how they voted or how they listened to the different bios of the nominees that were presented to them.
Casey Wolf, athletic director at Amherst High School, is joining us here talking about the Amherst Athletic Hall of Fame. Back on Friday, they announced the second class, which will be inducted in early February. We talked about the individuals. What could you tell us now about the team that's being inducted, that 1977 cross-country team?
Well, you know that they are the second team to win a state championship here from Steele. The 1962 boys cross-country team was obviously the first state champion we had, and they went in last year. With legendary coach Dick Cooley. This team was also coached by Coach Dick Cooley. So, but you know they had tremendous amount of success. Obviously, winning a state championship. But the thing that's amazing is you talk to the members of the team and just how close those guys still are is really pretty cool. I had long conversations, with Jack Malin from that team and. You know how much they all still stay in contact, and how excited that he was for that group to get this phone call that they were getting in. What was really great to see. A lot of them went on to have great careers at the next level. A couple of them ran at Kent State, one ran at Indiana, and one ran at Ohio State. So, five of the seven runners who were make up that team, competed at the next level and at a very high level as well.
You and Matt actually just got into what you guys experienced in the first year last year. I think one of the cool things about these Hall of Fame induction ceremonies is the fact that it brings people back that just haven't seen the high school in a while. They get a chance to kind of soak in all the changes and see some people that they haven't seen in a very long time. I would anticipate that this particular ceremony, since it's only the second one, and because this is a fairly large class, we're talking six individuals and one team, you guys have got to be anticipating a lot of the same.
You know what? The coolest part of that night, is you walk into the room and you don't know what to expect. You don't know if people are going to stay to their own area. Are they going to, mingle around? How what's the dynamic going to be when you walk in the room? Because people start showing up 5:45, 6 o'clock. What's the dynamic going to be like? The coolest part of the whole night to me was people intermingling with everybody else. And it's not as if this is all the same people from the same era. I mean, these are all different eras and all different people interacting and just telling great stories about their time here, at Amherst Steele or even at Central High School. We had one inductee last year who went to Central High School, didn't even go to Marion L. Steele High School. So just kind of hearing the stories that they tell back and forth, the different teachers that they had that they might have crossed over with, different principals, different experiences, was really, really neat. And we look forward to a lot of the same this year.
Is the plan moving forward to continue to do this every year, or will it become an every other year type deal? Because I know every Hall of Fame is different with the way they structure that, but for the time being, is this an annual deal?
Absolutely, we plan for it to be an annual deal, and we anticipate the potential of getting down the road where the number of inductees kind of falls by the wayside. But a lot of people you talk to, that happens 15 years down the road. I would hope that we can keep this thing going for an extended period of time. I mean, you look at a lot of the Hall of Fames around, we're 20 years behind a lot of those Hall of Fames. I mean, there's a lot of student athletes out there that that really honestly even haven't been nominated that could still be nominated to continue to make this Hall of Fame, a great thing and a great accomplishment. That's the other thing that you hear from the inductees is just how appreciative they are that this Hall of Fame has been started and that they get to be recognized again to come back. And it, like you said, it drives them to come back to Amherst and relive some of those great times they had here.
Yeah, and most certainly to add to that also, like I say, being a part of that process for a few different years too, it could be a bit of a challenging thing because as you lead up to it, you're always soliciting nominations. And then, with the talent pool that you guys have, it gets tough too because sometimes you got to trim the class a little bit. You can't induct 20 people at once. But for those out there that are listening and wondering how they can get in touch with you guys in order to make a nomination, I know you guys just announced this year's inductees, but for those who are still interested in giving you guys a nomination for next year, how can they go about doing that?
Well, they can always call here at the high school, 440-988-4433, and talk with me, and I'd be glad to get any application out to them. On our school district website is my email address. They can reach out to me via email. and can get it from them. A lot of people know Dave Zavara here in the community. Dave is the president of our committee here, if they reach out to Dave, he can also get you information. But any way possible, we're taking applications year round, and we cut them off at July 31st each year for that class. And we take them all the way up to July 31st, and then that's the pool for this class that we sort through before we get with the committee in August to select the class for the next year. But it's ironic you bring up, last year we put in 7 individuals in one team. So, like you said, sometimes the choices become difficult as you go through and you listen to the process. This year we ended up with 6 individuals in one team, so we're actually one short of where we were last year. And part of that was there were some that had kind of split some votes. So it'll be interesting going forward to kind of see how the numbers play out.
I should have known that Dave Zavara would have been the man to contact. Zavara's got quite the reputation. Actually, when I was in the press box on Friday, he was quite the popular guy because he brought up a gigantic tray of cookies that lasted all of about 10 minutes up there.
Dave is the king of hospitality here. If you need anything when you come to Amherst, Dave is the guy to find. He will make sure you guys get taken care of. I will. That you have my word. Dave Zavara is the guy to see when you come to Amherst for anything.
Oh, you guys do a wonderful job up there. I enjoyed my time up there on Friday, and unfortunately for you guys, you can't get rid of me because I'm coming back again in about a week and a half when you guys take on North Olmsted. But, Casey, always appreciate it, man. We always enjoy having you on the show, and this is a lot of fun talking about the Hall of Fame. I know we're still 4 months away from the induction ceremony, but I know you guys are excited about it, and it'll be here before we know it.
Well, thank you so much for giving me time to talk about it. We're obviously very proud of it and proud of the tradition, athletic tradition here in Amherst, and glad we get to celebrate it. And we look forward to having you guys back here in a couple weeks for our North Olmsted game.
Absolutely. Before we cut you loose, for those who are interested in ticket information, how can they go about getting that?
Again, they can just continue to monitor our Twitter and Facebook pages, and information will come out in December. But again, they can call here to the school anytime, and we can also provide information, 440-988-4433.
Awesome stuff, Casey. Thank you as always.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Casey
Thanks.
Wolf, athletic director at Amherst Steele High School, talking about the Athletic Hall of Fame, announcing their second class on Friday. They will induct that class in early February.